The Mishnah said, "Acham moimim magat treif shchuta." If a treif that was shechted does not give off tumah at all, if the Gemara does, like taught by Shmuel's father, that a treif of kachim does give off tumah. Mishnah said, "Mamatzinu betreif shchitas of v'chulu." Zok Gemara Brayis says, "Ramei said to Rabbanon, what prevents this leg from becoming tumah as an avela? It's the shchita of the mother. If so, the shchita should even be affected to make it mutter to be eaten." The Rabbanon replied, "The mother's shchita is even more affected for something that's not part of its body, meaning the fetus, than it is for its own body. As we find in the early Mishnah, if someone cuts off a piece of the fetus and leaves it inside the mother, the detached piece becomes mutter to eat with the mother's shchita. However, if someone cuts off a piece of the mother's spleen or kidney and leaves it inside, the mother's shchita does not make it mutter to be eaten." In fact, how does the response of the Rabbanon respond? How does that answer Meir's question? If Gemara Rava said, the Brice is missing words and should be read as follows. Rav Meir said to Rabbanon, what prevents this leg from becoming tumah as an avela? It's the shchita of the mother. If so, the shchita should even be effective to make it mutter to be eaten. The Rabbanon replied, the case of a treifa disproves this theory, for a shchita prevents a treifa from becoming tumah as an avela, but does not make it mutter to be eaten. Rav Meir said to them, this is not a valid proof, because the shchita of a treifa prevents itself from becoming an avela. But why should we say that it even helps to prevent its fetus from becoming an avela? The Rabbanon said, the mother's shchita is even more effective for something that's not part of its body, a fetus, than it is for its own body. As we find in the early Mishnah, if someone cuts off a piece from the fetus and leaves inside the mother, the detached piece becomes mutter to be eaten with the mother's shchita. However, if someone cuts off a piece from the mother's spleen or kidney and leaves it inside, the mother's shchita does not make it mutter to be eaten. Talking about another braisa brings this conversation as well, with the only difference being in Rav Meir's response of this is not a valid proof because the shchita of a treifa prevents itself from becoming the vela. But why should we say that it even helps to prevent its fetus from becoming the vela? In the other braisa, he adds the words because the shchita of a treifa prevents itself and a limb that is mostly detached and dangling from it from becoming an avela. Mara continues, Rish Lakish says, just as the Rabban and Rav Meir argue regarding the mother's shchita preventing the fetus's leg that was stuck out from becoming an avela, they also argue regarding a limb that dangles from an animal itself, meaning it's mostly detached and it's just dangling, whether the animal's shchita prevents that limb from becoming tumah as an avela. Rabbi Yochanan said the machloekah is only regarding a fetus. But in the case of a dangling limb, everyone would agree that it's considered to be detached at the time of the shchita, and therefore the shchita does not prevent it from becoming tummy as an avela. Rabbi Yosef son of Rechanin explained that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason that the rabbanon agree regarding a dangling limb is that nothing can be done to fix it, whereas the leg of the fetus that was stuck out can be brought back inside and inside the mother before the shchita. In which case, Rabbi Yochanan would say that it's mutter to be eaten. In fact, the brisa that we just quoted said that Rameyus said that the shchita of a treif prevents itself and a dangling limb from becoming tummy as an avela. Now, according to Reish Lakish, this can be understood as Rav Meir saying to Rabbanon, according to me, Rav Meir, the dangling limb will become tummy as an avela, but according to you, it doesn't. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, everyone agrees the dangling limb becomes tummy as an avela. So what's Rav Meir saying? And for tomorrow, rather, we have to say the machlekes is as follows. Reish Lakish says, in the same way that Rav Meir and Rabbanon argue regarding the ability of the shchita to prevent the leg of the fetus from becoming tummy as an avela, they also argue regarding a dangling leg of the animal itself. Rabbi Yochanan says they only argue regarding the leg of the fetus, but regarding the dangling leg, everyone agrees that the shchita does not make it to be considered detached, and the leg therefore does not become tamei as an avela. According to this version of the machlekes, Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Chanina, said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason Rabbi Meir makes a differentiation between the leg of the fetus and the dangling leg of the animal is that the dangling leg is part of the animal itself, whereas the fetus is not. Zachti Gemara, Yitzchak bar Yosef named Rabbi Yochanan said, everyone agrees that when an animal dies by ways other than shchita, if it had a dangling leg, the leg is considered to become detached at the time of death. But if it dies through shchita, the leg is not considered to become detached at the time of the shchita. So what's this case referring to, Rabbi Gemara? It can't be referring to the leg of a fetus that was stuck out of the mother, because we have said that the Rabbi and the Rabbanon argue regarding the halacha in that case. Rather, Zachti Gemara, the case is where there's a leg of the animal itself that was dangling prior to death. Rabbi Gemara, why did Rabbi Yochanan need to teach these rulings? They've both been taught in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if an animal dies, meaning not through shchita, if there was flesh dangling before the death, the flesh needs to be mukshur in order to become tummy. And if there's a dangling limb, it gives off tumah as a menachai, but not as a limb of a nevela. Now, this is the view of Rameh. We see that the Mishnah says that that death by means other than shchita makes the dangling parts be considered as detached. The Mishnah also says, if the animal is shechter, Rameh says, they become mukshur for tumah from its own blood, whereas Rav Shimon says it did not become mukshur. We see that if the animal is shechter, the dangling limb is not considered to be detached. Since both rulings of Rabbi Yochanan are stated in the Mishnah, what is he coming to teach? And for tomorrow, the second case of Mishnah doesn't specifically mention what it's referring to. And we would therefore say that when Rav Meir says they become mukshur, he's referring only to dangling flesh, but a dangling limb would be tamei as Eiver Menachai, because the shchita makes the limb to be considered as detached. Fekamara Meir says, they become mukhshir, which clearly refers to the dangling flesh and limb, since they is plural, which means that he holds that the limb is not tomei as eved menachai, which means that he holds that it's not considered to become detached with the shechita. And for the Gemara, we would have to say that they, the word they refers to flesh that is separated from the animal itself, and flesh that is separated from the limb that itself is dangling. Fekamara, why would there need to be, why would there be a need for Rabbi Meir to mention each example of separated flesh separately? Why would we think that they're treated differently? After the Gemara, we would have thought that the flesh that comes from the dangling limb does not even need to become mukhshir because it was attached to a strong form of tumah, meaning Erev Menachai. Therefore, a mayor would be teaching that it does need to become mukhshir in order to become tameh. Zach Gemara, Rabbi Yosef said, hold on to the teaching of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, because we find that Rabbi Rachana said like him, where he explained the Braisa in the name of Rabbi Yochanan to say that when the Braisa says that flesh or a limb that are dangling from an animal or bird that are shechted are usur, the Braisa means only usur from the Rabbanon, but they are Raisim. They are still considered to be attached and would therefore not be usur.